This is an old, but an old-fashioned wake. I don't know, many of you probably never heard of. On an Iowa farm, seen through the eyes of a 9-year-old granddaughter. It's April in the year 1942 on a small Iowa farm. Outside, a light rain has been falling for 2 days. Standing behind the ochre lace curtains in the living room, a 9-year-old granddaughter watches. At 2 p.m., the burly man who works for Mr. Moeller's funeral home in town carries in 2 large lamps with pink glass shades shaped like lilies. He places one on each side of the parlor and plugs them into the wall sockets. "Too much light," he grumbles, pulls down the shades until the room is washed in a thin pink hue. "Have to make room," he says, and pushes the player piano behind the couch. And my mother grabs her broom, captures the dust kitties that have lived there for years. Around 3:30, after Little Orphan Annie's show, 4 men bring my grandpa home, dressed in a pink suit. He wore for he and grandma's anniversary. Grandma loved pink and always made grandpa wear it somewhere. Grandpa never argued because he was colorblind. He was. Mom tells me the casket handles are made of real silver.
Wow.
Mr. Kramer's panel truck pulls up in front at 4:30, and he and his son Jerome, who's in my class at school, carry in 6 pink baskets filled mostly with pink flowers. At 5:30, Father Rolfus comes to say grace and join my mom and dad and me for blood sausage sandwiches. Well, that was a thing in those days in Iowa farms. The neighbor ladies, Mrs. Schultz and Mrs. Ludwig, walk through the door about 6:15 with trays of ham and potato salad. Mrs. Schrader brings sauerkraut cake and trays of cheese strudel she stayed up most of the night to bake. All the ladies wear pink aprons that they wore at Grandpa and Grandma's anniversary party at the KC Hall. I watched the people come through the front door where Dad shook hands with everyone, took their coats and told them, "Have something to eat after they see Grandpa." Grandma was sitting next to Grandpa in her favorite chair in the parlor. Her hair, like some of the ladies, had that pink roux rinse. Most of you have never heard of roux rinse. And she's wearing a pink dress that she wore at her anniversary party. Even the same pink necklace and pink pearl earrings. I can see pink rosary beads roam through her fingers as she nods to the people as they come by and touch her. At 7 o'clock, Father Rolfus wipes his lips from the third piece of sauerkraut cake. Now you gotta know sauerkraut cake is a really moist chocolate cake. Asks everyone to kneel for the rosary. Mom kneels beside Grandma and holds her hand. At 7:45, the smell of fresh coffee fills that parlor, and Mrs. Schrader and Mrs. Ludwig bring out fresh trays of ham sandwiches for the new people. Potato salad has already run out. By 9 o'clock, most of the people have gone home. The ones still here are Grandpa's buddies from the Grange Hall and the KC Hall. Dad tells the men in the kitchen, "Come on in and play cards. Grandpa would know they were there with him." And Grandma nods off and is snoring kind of loud. And Aunt Dorothy nudges her and says, nudges her awake, but she falls asleep again. Father Rolfus has powdered sugar all over his suit from the strudel and dusts himself off and announces he will offer the last rosary of the evening. My Aunt Marcy and Aunt Rose and Aunt Dorothy all kneel beside Grandma, each touching her knee, but she's fast asleep. It's now 11 o'clock. The neighbor ladies have put the leftover food in the icebox. The card players have gone home. Father Rolfus takes the last piece of sauerkraut cake back to the parish for his housekeeper, he says. Mom turns off the lights, except for the pink lamp, in case Grandma wakes up and has to go to the bathroom. Grandma's pink beads slip from her hands to the floor.